Thank you. Good afternoon. It is fourth Sunday. That means I speak in English. Every fourth Sunday, I speak in English. よろしくお願いします。ね。Let us pray. お祈りをいたしましょう。 Only this part I will speak in Japanese. 愛する天のお父様、今日もあなたの豊かな恵みの中で主よ、あなたの皆を褒めたたえ、あなたを賛美し、あなたに祈るひとときを備えてくださりありがとうございます。受難週に入り3回目の日曜日を迎えました。主よ、あなたが私たちの罪の許しのために歩んでくださったその道を私たちがもう一度覚え、あなたにあって許され与えられた命にもう一度私たちが心を向けて、主よ、あなたの御名を褒めたたえて歩んでいくことができますように、また復活のイースターを迎えることができますように、主よ、どうぞあなたの御霊を私たち一人一人に豊かにお注ぎください。また主よ、今日ここに来ることのできないお一人お一人もどうぞ豊かに憐れんでくださって、癒し慰め支えてくださいますようお願いいたします。愛する主イエスキリストの御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。So, I have no translator today, but we always have the best translator whose name is Holy Spirit. So, even though my English is limited, I pray God that Holy Spirit speak to you. But still, I will do English. So, we have been looking through the temptation in the wilderness which Jesus Christ went through. And today is the last one. Actually, this is not the last temptation because Satan comes back and tempt him again before he goes to the cross. But in the wilderness, this will be the last temptation. And here it goes, verse 8. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain. I don't know how high it was, but it was high enough to look everything on the earth, all the kingdoms. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Not only the kingdoms, but their glory. And he said to him, the devil said to Jesus, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. For us, this is quite a temptation, because we don't have a kingdom of the world. We don't have anything and we are weak. And sometimes we want more power. So this temptation is really, really temptation for us. If you just fall down and worship devil, Satan, he will give us whatever we want. Oh, I know I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't, but everything I want. But in this verse, the devil is talking to, tempting Jesus. And to me, this temptation sounds really strange to me. Strange. Because who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. He is a God. He is God. And he already has all authority, power, glory, even though he came down on the earth as a human, but still he is God. And he created everything. And he is already King of Kings. He has everything, and he can do whatever he wants. He has the power to do the miracles, and he can do everything he wants. Jesus has that power already, and he doesn't need to fall down and worship Satan to get the kingdoms of the world. It's all his already. So to me, this temptation sounds a little bit strange. But when I read through this sentence again and again and again, I thought maybe that is not a point. That is not what Satan is trying to do. Jesus knows he has a power. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. And he showed all the world, and that's already yours. You have a power. You can do whatever you want. What's behind this temptation? I think real temptation here is that the Satan is trying to prevent Jesus Christ from dying on the cross and resurrecting from the death to save us. Okay, Son of God. Okay, Jesus. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I will give up this world. I won't touch. I will give this world to you. And I'm not going to tempt, you know, people and try to make them fall. I'm not going to do that. This is all yours. So you don't have to die on the cross. You don't have to do that. You can have it. And you can build your own kingdom on the earth. You don't have to die on the cross. You don't have to suffer. I will give this to you if you just fall down and worship me once. You don't have to die on the cross. You have everything. You have a power. You are Son of God. You can do all miracles, and you can have all the kingdoms, and you can be a king of kings on the earth. Why you have to die on the earth? Jesus replied in verse 10. Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." And this word of Jesus reminds me the other part of the Bible. Reminds me, Jesus cried out almost same word against Peter, which is written in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23. If you can open, it's Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23. So Matthew 16, verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief of priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. The Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." As I talk to children in the Bible, Jesus said, "Even if you have whole world, you lose your life. What's the point? It's meaningless. What do you have to exchange to get back your life? Even if you have a whole world, if you lose your life, it's meaningless." And Jesus also said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And I am the only way. Without me, nobody can come to the Father." That's what Jesus said. "I am the only way to the Father, only way to the life." And this is God's will, and this is God's plan. This is how God decided to save the world, to save us. And this is not easy for Jesus. We think God is almighty. He can do whatever he wants. So we think, "Well, die on the cross and come back in 3 days later. Maybe it's not that hard for a God." But it's not. It was really, really tough for Jesus to do it. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, the Matthew verse 26. So, yeah, 26. And verse 39. It says, "He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.'" If it's possible, Father God, if you have some other way that I don't have to die on the cross, if you have other way, please use the other way. If it's possible, Jesus cried out to Father just before he goes to the cross. But he says, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And that was the only way to save our life, only way to forgive our sins, to cleanse our sins. There was no other way. That's why Satan tries to prevent him from doing it. He doesn't want the world to be saved. He doesn't want us to be saved. That's why he tried to tempt Jesus. "You don't have to die on the cross. You can do that by your power. You don't have to use your life." But that was the only way God decided. Sometimes we think, if we have this, or if we have that, if we have those, if we have these, my life could be better. Because I don't have this, because I don't have this, my life is not good enough. But Bible teaches us what we really need. The only thing what we need is Jesus Christ, the Lord. But Satan comes to us and try to tempt us, try to tempt us. I will give you this. If you have this, you will be happy. But that's not going to give us a life. Jesus died on the cross, suffered on the cross for us, because that was the only way to save us. I just would like to remember that, never forget that, because we often complain to the Father God, even though God gave us most precious present, which is Jesus, most precious gift, which is life and forgiveness through Christ. But we still complain, "Oh God, I need this. Why I don't have this and that person that have that? Oh God, if you're really God, give me this, give me that." But we already have the most precious gift, and we already have the things that we really need. So even though we are in a tough situation, let us praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord that we cannot see yet, but we have in Christ. Let us pray. お祈りいたします。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたは愛する一人子である主イエス・キリストの命という何にも変えることができない最も尊いものを私たちの命を救うためにお与えくださいました。それはそれ以外に私たちを救う道がないからであります。イエス・キリストの命以外に私たちの罪を許し、私たちを清め、私たちをもう一度神の子とする道はありません。神様、どうぞ私たちがその道からそれで行くことがありませんように。悪魔はさまざまな誘惑で私たちを魅了します。それはしばしの間私たちにとって喜びかもしれませんが、しかし誠の命をもたらすものではありません。主よ、誠の命を通してあなたが私たちに与えようとしてくださっている誠の喜びを、主よ、私たちが心に持つことができますように。苦しい時、悲しい時、あるいは目の前に楽しいこと、嬉しいことが満ち溢れている時、主よ、私たちはあなたの尊い命によって与えられたこの許し、命のことを疑い、また忘れてしまいがちであることを、主よ、どうぞ許してください。どうぞ私たちを許してください。そしてもう一度、主よ、私たちがあなたからいただいたこの命の尊さに気づき、主よ、あなたを心から愛するものとなることができますように助け導いてください。聖霊様、導いてください。すべてを感謝し、御手に委ねて、愛する主イエスキリストのお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。